Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia. I'm here today with Francesco and Vega for our weekly appointment related to lifestyle and well-being and nice, useful tips for a better living. Today's topic is about movement. You like to move it? Move it! Healthy approaches to regular physical activity. Welcome, guys. Illuminate us. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you, Francesco. Thank you, Vega.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we are very well, and we like to move it, move it. Yes.
How did you come up with this topic of movement, healthy movement?
It's whenever we were thinking about lifestyle, we just, for us, in our understanding, movement is part of life. So there is basically no difference for us between life and movement. If one just looks around and sees that everything is in motion, and a living body, us, it's like the heartbeat keeps on beating, the blood keeps on going, and that is actually a symptom of aliveness and of health. And if you look at a child, for example, you see that it moves a lot. If you look at an older person, very often it goes less, it moves less, and the health decreases. Instead, there are some elderly people, for example, in Switzerland, where my mom is working, and it seems that it's completely normal there to do cross-country skiing, and the average health of people is much higher because they move. Mm-hmm. And instead, the extreme symptom of lack of movement is generally considered when you are under the grave. So it's just to have that as a reference. It's normal. We are movement. We are not doing movement.
Yeah, that's a great introduction to physical activity. What would you suggest? How would you describe a healthy physical activity? What is it, physical activity, for you, Vega, for example?
For me, as you said, our life is movement. So actually, we are not aware of it, but we move all the time. Even when I say I stay all day at home, but still I move because I go to cook, I stand up, I go to toilet, I do this, that, and actually we keep moving our body. So first is starting from there. We acknowledge and we are aware of our movements. Yeah? Mm-hmm. We can count it, I think.
So yeah. We have been reading together a very interesting book called Watch that Vega introduced me to it. And there was something very interesting about this topic of doing everyday movement but considered as an exercise. And they were giving interesting results. Maybe Vega want to say something about it.
Yeah, so one researcher checked these hotel workers' health. And they were quite obese. Many people were obese. And also they have this lack of exercise. So they are sick or ill and tired and all. So he explained to the workers, and he said, okay, you change bed sheet, you are using 40 calories mm-hmm. each bed sheet. And you are cleaning the bathroom, you are using 60 calories per one cleaning bathroom. So then he explained that all. So when you clean 15 rooms a day, you are doing like a 2.5 hours exercise every day.
Wow.
And after 1 month, he checked again their health, and their waistline is less, and their weight is less, their blood pressure goes down, so all the symptoms change it mm-hmm. without doing anything extra.
So they considered exercise they considered their work, any kind of physical activity doing in the day, as an exercise.
Yes.
And that could be applied to everything that we do in our life.
Yes. Yeah, it's even when we walk to town hall, mm-hmm. when we walked to the bike.
Yeah, consider that also.
Yeah.
Or when we don't walk and we stay all day in front of a computer and we just ask for a delivery for food. And, there are many ways also in avoiding
what you are saying.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go into this one, the bad part.
Please do.
Yeah. Francesco, would you like to highlight a bit something about a healthy physical activity, exercise beyond the daily activities we have at home, which are absolutely sacred and they have to be there?
Yes, one can choose. There is a very big offer and opportunity for all sorts of structured exercises and sports nowadays. So basically it's a matter more than resources, is a matter of choice. And when it comes to choice, motivation is incredibly important. So why do I do it? And if I have some motivation that is sufficiently compelling, I will actually be doing it, and I will actually be able to create a habit. Another thing is, do I have somebody to do it together with, or do I need that I do it for? Maybe a mom for their children, or the wife for the husband, or just for my friends, or for my work, or for something. So if I have some compelling motivation, I will just happen to be doing it. And then the what, it really depends on you, and it depends on the situation, it depends on the place where you are. Maybe you are in a city, you cannot do certain things. But it's a matter of creating a habit that then will sustain you. And it's something of doing some little. At the beginning, just doing little, but every day, so that it becomes what I call like regular hygiene, in the sense that usually we take for granted nowadays in most of the places that we need to wash our hands, that we need to drink and shower and eat. So just build it in a similar way. And the what, it depends.
Yeah, I liked what you said about people, the connection with people, with children or family or friends or partners, when you do activity, if you have a motivation that includes them, it's interesting, isn't it? So you could say that if you're alone, you need a bigger motivation, a deeper motivation.
At the beginning, or if you're doing something particularly challenging. Because some sports I've been doing, like rock climbing and extreme sports, at the beginning sometimes you're just doing pure effort and it's really unpleasant. So if you don't have an internal self-talk that really pushes you, you're not going to do it. But there is a threshold, and that I've been experiencing so many times and seen so many people arriving there. Before that threshold is very often pain and struggle. After, you ignite what we call the competence-confidence mechanism. It's a loop. You just start to like it, and after liking, you love it. And then it becomes what I call an healthy addiction. In the sense that your system, your body, will just ask for it naturally, and you're just going to link it, this with pleasure, this with excitement, this with just fun. So you don't need any more an external pull. But at the beginning, you need to do something in a carrot. You need to give yourself a very good carrot.
Yes.
You need to like it. Yeah.
First
and very likely you can take it like once a week. Even I can say once a week, not every day, because it's already burden.
Like you wouldn't start daily with immediately a burden to carry every day of this pain and effort.
If you can do it, then it's okay. But in my case, like I was very depressed. And also I was not used to moving my body at all. Yeah. So then I started very slowly. And that time my motivation was my children, who were quite physically underdeveloped like me. And also for social aspect. So I took them to the mountain just behind our house every day. Not every day, but few days with other mothers and other children. And first was a lot of effort. But after, I really enjoyed the mountain itself. because the seasons and changing weather and flowers and all those gave me back much more. Yeah, then I enjoy the activity itself.
And if I can make a personal question, could you describe both of you, what's your physical activity routine in your week? I'm curious.
Okay.
What do you do? What's your secret?
So to share about my personal routine at the moment, maybe it's good that I just tell where I'm coming from, in the sense that my parents were 18 and 17 when they had me, and I've started to do sports when I was at kindergarten, and I've never had basically one day that I didn't do something. So it really got ingrained in my life. And because we all have the need for growing and for progressing, so at the moment I'm just looking for things in which I can really develop different qualities and aspects of physical practice. Nevertheless, I did snowboarding professionally for quite a few years, and through that I've managed to really destroy my body. So it's wonderful because I've had the past 12 years to spend in order to fix it. So now a lot of my physical practices are kind of milder and very much focused to regain balance and flexibility and the many things I've lost with all the injuries I got. So it's very often yoga, different styles of yoga, swimming because it's really non-traumatic and gives rewards, especially in a hot subtropical climate like ours, and dance because it frees the movement and brings a certain kind of fluidity that I felt it was lacking in the yoga practice, and somatics exercises because, well, that's also my work and my field of exploration.
Yeah, for me, I was not moving my body at all when I was a child. I was just, like a dead body many times. But I started dancing when I was already an adult. Yeah, and it gave me certain freedom. It's for me like a revolutionary step. I could dance freely. And now I used to dance almost 4 or 5 times a week. But before, like once a week.
But do you mean conscious movement and like ecstatic movement or specific techniques like belly dance?
No, I don't follow any techniques. Okay. I just go with the free
conscious
flow.
Conscious movement, free flow.
Yes. So it gave me enormous freedom, which is very important for me. And I start enjoying it and I do more often. And from there, I could develop like other curiosities, like, oh, I want to have more stamina or more strength or more flexibility. So maybe I can try other dance, which needs certain forms, or like I can go to yoga class for strengthen my ability. So it expands.
Yeah, that's a beautiful picture of you. It sounds like you are very much into it on a daily basis. And I know that it is like this because I witness your process.
We like to move it.
Yes. And we are doing it together, actually.
So let's enjoy a song now to have a break and move our body. Coppelia Waltz by Leo Delib. Thank you. Very nice. So yeah. We hope you danced and while listening to this song you could express the flow through the body movement as we do every night, almost every night.
Yeah.
So yeah, before maybe diving deeper, could you describe a bit this thing that we all do here, we all share, and you guys are very much into it, I know, and it's this dance. I would like to know more about it. Like, what it consists on and why you do it? Hmm? Maybe starting from what you shared before and going on.
For me, as I said already, it gave me a lot of freedom. Yeah. Because I don't follow any movements, but I just follow the rhythms from inside my body and music. So basically try to be empty myself and I go with the flow. And so there is a lot of joy, and also we are not dancing alone, we dance together and each other. And many times, like, others' movement affected me, so naturally I could follow or copy, or we can synchronize together while dancing. And we have this deep connection even without speaking or talking to each other. And for me, the most important part of all is also I can really go deeper inside through dancing. So all the emotions or my memories, that time I can release it. Somehow I can let it go without attachment. Yeah.
And how long does it last, one session of this kind of dance for you?
Mostly more than an hour. Yeah. 1 hour, 20 minutes. I can go more also.
Yeah.
But now the condition is like around 1 hour, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Yeah.
And is there any particular way that you follow? I know there's a lot inside the dance movement, like there's ecstatic dance, contact impro, five rhythm. Where do you find yourself more?
I follow music of five rhythms mostly. Yeah, because it goes from slow flow and you go a little bit building up, and after you go to the peak and you release everything in the chaos. And after, when you release everything, you feel naturally very light. Then with that lightness, you can dance lyrical. And after, somehow you are going into the quiet state of peace and prayer. Yeah.
Beautiful. Kind of a meditation.
Yes, yes, really.
Mm. Is there something you want to share about it? Something more, or you feel okay with it?
Yeah, I would also like to share that for me it has been transformative. And yes, I've also been following this format, let's say. And as it follows a wave, another way of seeing it is it follows a cycle, a circle. That is something that we were also talking about last time, about in general being able to sleep or just to have healthy life. So for me, whenever I go through a circle in this way, I just find myself at the end of the session rejuvenated and renewed. And I also feel that a lot of my needs, like not only physical and physiological needs, but psychological and emotional needs, are met through it. And that's in general a bit the approach that I try to keep with physical practices. To just use the physical practice as something which is much more wholesome, and it touches the whole of me, so that by the end It's not a workout. I don't finish a workout. I finish, as you said, something similar to a meditation or something similar to a sharing with other people in which there has been commonality. And so there is a sense of satisfaction, peace, freedom, and fulfillment that then becomes grooved in my brain. So I have the what we call the honey type juices that are running through my blood, my brain that has been nicely stimulated, my heart that is open, and that's becoming the norm. So I'm getting healthily addicted to something of this kind.
Yes. Well, I can see, because you feel so good after that. There is no other thing that gives you that space of freedom, of openness, of pleasure as this one. So
for me, even I don't feel hungry after dancing. It's so fulfilled.
So you mean that it's nourishing?
Yeah,
it's
nourishment is so big, so you are even less hungry. For me?
Depending on...
Either more healthy hunger, if it's more, it decreases. If it just balances the hunger stimuli.
Yeah. Balanced hunger. Hunger, like any other function of the body, like sleep or anxiety or other things that you may...
But also I want to say, this is in my case or his case. There are plenty of movements. You can choose what you like. Maybe somebody likes to walk in the forest, connect to the nature, because maybe dance is not for everybody.
Yeah. So let's have another musical break before going further with the exploration. Now we are going to dance, listen to and dance. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that thing by the wonderful Thelonious Monk. Thank you. some guidelines. Now we want some guidelines, some indications about what to do, when, how. Speaking, of course, from the space that you already introduced, like that everyone has to look for their likes and dislikes, but could you please develop this a bit? Thank you.
Yeah, the next thing to check is whether do I want to do it alone or do I want to do it with others? Do I want to follow a guided class or do I just want to go on my own and with my friends? Then do I want to do it indoors or do I want to do it outdoors? And again, it's so much individualized that it's difficult to give specific guidelines, but a more general frame is build a base which at least is three times a week, that you know that you are going to be having your, let's say, concentrated physical activity as a minimum. And you already know it and you already kind of scheduled it and you're not going to miss it. If you miss one day, you just do the other. But in a week, at least you have three times. Because less than that, just the body responds in a different way and it will not groove for movement. Then upon that base, you can then develop and you can do more and you can put variety. Like for me, a healthy and complete approach to movement is really similar to a diet. So you cannot eat only tomatoes or only pasta because otherwise you will not feel very good. So you need to have a bit of salad, a bit of tomato, a bit of carbohydrate, and also you might want to consider to have some cardio. You might want to consider to have some stretches here and there, something that builds a bit of stamina, a bit of power. Sometimes there are activities like yoga that are pretty wholesome in themselves and they already contain this. But for example, yoga doesn't have cardio, so just maybe a little run at the ocean, a little swim, so that you know that your blood is flowing all around your body from every here and there, or dance. But just consider this and just see what each kind of practice can give you, and that when you look at your week or at your month and you taste it, it would taste good. If it would be a soup, you mix it, it would taste, the overall taste, it's good, and usually it feels uplifting. When you get the right choice, you just feel light, you feel motivated, you feel strengthened and empowered. Whenever you kind of miss out a little bit the choice, maybe you feel too stiff, maybe you feel exhausted, maybe you feel tired. It's also, yeah, developing this self-regulation is very important, is actually crucial.
And now it comes to my mind the fact that many elders don't move enough here in Oroville, the elderly. And I'm wondering, what would you suggest to the older population as a beginning, if they haven't moved for a while, they want to go back on the track to get back on regular physical activities? Which activities would you suggest?
Well, for dance? Dance? Yeah, even 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They can play the music, maybe some with other people. They can just move. And you don't need to follow anybody. You can move how much you can move. Mm-hmm. And from that is the point. Maybe it can give also some social gatherings, which is very important for elder people. And there is a research when they are more isolated and alone, their health condition becomes worse and also they can die earlier than who has much more social connections and gatherings. And dance will give all those things.
Great suggestion, Vega.
Yeah, it's a lot of matter of shift of belief. It's a belief. Like in somatics, the school I've been following, there is a subtitle of the official book which is called The Myth of Aging. Because aging in the sense that we need to lose mobility and that we need to become less and less capable, it starts mainly from the mind and from a belief. So the fact of an elder to be just in the company of children and of youngsters and of a more dynamic environment, it doesn't help directly their movement in the first place, but it shifts their emotional state and therefore their mental state. And when that is open, then they will want to do it more. And then they will also enter into the positive loop and they will really begin. I can give the example of my grandpa at some point, yes, that he has been leading a life that was basically doing all the things for not staying healthy. And it was incredible how he managed to arrive at 84. But towards the end, he got more into that. And we even took like those kind of cycles that you can have at home. And he started to like it because he was motivated not for himself, but for his nephews. Mm-hmm. He really made a vow. And then he was going up and down the stairs and he would track it on his calendar and it would go on the cycle and he would just like it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a change of belief.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you want to say something else about this thing? Do you have any requests or suggestions, specific suggestion for our Orwellian listeners in this time?
Maybe just about the story of my grandpa now, and it's something that I've been really exploring in just these past 2 months, and I've been reading here and there, actually often. It's keeping track of what you do. It improves it in an incredible, almost magical way. So to have a journal, which can be included in the gratitude journal, into which I just write the amount of exercise that I do, it just helps so much. And then also, to me, it was a discovery to link discipline with art, because I've always associated discipline, or usually that's the usual association, discipline with something dull, hard, and boring. But instead, just to keep track of things in a more visual way, in a more colorful way, and in a developmental way. So it's like when you're developing a piece of art, you are developing your self-discipline. I don't know, like I'm doing like a grill for 21-day format, and it's so beautiful how it can develop. And I really love this concept, to make one's life as a piece of art. So just to see that what I'm doing is like developing in front of my eyes and it's growing. And this just boosts that loop of liking. And then you love it.
Oh, I will take it. Yeah. I didn't do until now, but I've seen his drawing.
Yeah.
He was beautiful.
Thank you guys for such inspiring words. I loved all that you said, everything. And thank you to our listeners. See you the next one, next week.
Yes, looking Monday forward to see you.
Bye-bye.
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 Have a wonderful day.
lo que tienes en tu sonrisa. Oh, magic woman, oh, yo no sé qué es lo que pasa cuando sonríes. Me vuelvo loco.
Magic woman, I love you, I love you.
Un día tú haces y la diferencia, eres tu mágica mujer.
I love you, magic woman.